The second part of waiting. The first session was delivered in last August. Let me review it first. 2 Peter 3:8 says, "But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like one day." Father God is waiting for us to come to Him, but the days are not the days of happiness and peace. Many of them betrayed after they received grace and love from Father God. But they repented, but they betrayed Him again. In 6,000 years of human cultivation, Father God gave us love. But there were people who betrayed Him. So it was the years of sorrow, tears, pain, as well as joy. He has waited for us. Until parents die from the moment that they give birth to their children, that their hearts are burning because of their children. 80-year-old mother asks his 60-year-old son to be careful walking on the road and wait for him, nervous. Even fleshly parents give and give and give everything. That's parents. How about our Father God? He wants us to do perfect truth and to know the love of Father God so that they can live forever, happily, ever after in heaven. Until that happens, He waits. When His only begotten Son died on the cross, suffering all kind of mockery, in order to save dying souls, He waited with tears. He saw all forefathers of faith, went through all kinds of persecution, but He had to wait to see His children change and come to salvation. God is always showing us His love for us, even today. Now it's time to pay back that love. In order to do so, we first have to understand the love of Father God, who is patiently waiting for us. He loved the Israelites, and He forgave them. But He didn't enjoy destroying those evil people. He waited and endures. Sometimes He punishes them with His love until they change. That's His love. If you read chapter 15 of Luke, there is a shepherd who lost a sheep. He got 100 sheep. One of them lost. And he was looking for that one lost sheep, making other 99 wait. When he found one lost sheep, he was so overjoyed, and he called for his friends and neighbors and had a feast. As I was preparing for this message, I thought about this. I lost mine and I got it back. Now, he was sharing that joy with his friends and neighbors. But I don't need to because I gotta spend money. However, he was so overjoyed, so he had to spend money to share the joy with his friends and neighbors. This is the heart of our Father God. Can you do this? You got something joyful and joyous. You recover something you lost before. Now, can you share the joy with your with the people around you and spend some money and time for that? Can you? But think about Father God. He loves us. He's looking for one lost soul. And when He gets that soul back, He rejoices and shares the joy with us together in heaven. So, our Father God is waiting for that lost soul. But there are people who do not know that love. Once our senior pastor accepted God and the Lord, he has never changed his mind. He loved Father God foremost of all. He loved the Lord, and he has loved souls. He had a family service at home, and he told us to love Father God foremost of all. He asked us, do you like your father or your mother better? We used to say, you know, we like father better. But then he always said, he corrected us. First of all, you have to love Father God foremost of all. You must say, I love Father God first. That's what he taught us. That teaching has continued in this church. That's what he taught you. And he also has taught us to become beautiful bride of the Lord and love your souls better than your own family. And he showed example. He is still teaching that to us. Now, there are people. Some people come across with some unexpected thing. They become enemies, they judge each other, and they condemn each other. They become enemies. However, Father God wants to have the heart of forgiveness. If you read the prayer of the Lord, it says, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Without forgiving others, we cannot be forgiven by God. If you hate your brother or neighbor, can you ask God to love you? Father God cannot accept that kind of prayer. You become enemies with your friend. Then, what kind of offering can you give? You gotta put aside that offering and, you know, make a friend with that enemy and then give the offering back to God. So forgiveness. Well, we were forgiven first by God, and we need to forgive our brothers and sisters. Haven't we confessed? Thank you for saving me, Father God. Don't you remember those prayers with tears? Why did you do that? Father God loved you. Our Lord died on the cross for you. You believed it. That's why you said. That's why you prayed in tears. I cannot forgive your love and grace who loved me more than anything. And you made the confession. Did you still have that? Even though you become leaders or workers, but still, do you remember the moment you received the love of Father God when you were a sinner? Do you still remember that? Father God forgave us. Our Lord took the cross for us. Without that love and sacrifice, we wouldn't be able to be saved. We made the confession. Now, is there anyone you cannot forgive? Is there anybody you cannot love? Psalm 103, verse 12 and 13 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. He does not remember our sin. When people change, there are people who remember their wrongdoings and talk about them. However, our Father God not only forgives us, but he also blesses us with true peace and joy. Even though we commit sin, once we repent and turn back, he forgives us, and he doesn't remember that sin, and he blesses and encourages us. Do you still remember this? You repented and turned back. You are so sorry, and you repented. But Father God blesses you. Do you still remember? As I was preparing for this message, I thought about this. I got memory. I was 2015 or 26. I think I was 26. I, you know, realized my old self frameworks and self, you know, righteousness. I repented a little bit and then I turned back. And I started as a leader. And at the age of 25, and for the first time, I became the group leader. And thankfully, I became the president of the mission. And the next year, I became the vice president of the United Mission. And that year, I became a pastor. I think it was 1995. At the year of 1995. And then 96 and 97 and 98. In 1998, I became a pastor. So about like two or three years after I repented and turned back, I prayed with tears all every night. And then once I received the a blessing of, you know, duties, on top of that, back then, Father God, you know, gave me a lot of blessings. And among them, actually, I worked in a broadcasting room. I was doing I was holding camera and I was editing all those, you know, video footages. I worked over there, and then I used to, you know, follow senior pastors in the mission trip. And then I need to get a visa to go to the States. But it wasn't easy to get the visa back then. And after I repented and turned back and I worked hard, I just made an effort. And then those who ran a business couldn't even get a visa easily. But I want to go to follow him, right? And there were people who couldn't get the visa, but I got the visa so easily, visiting visa to the States, a five-year-long visa. So senior pastor said, "Someone didn't get visa yet, but you got the visa so easily?" He asked me. Back then, I was a group leader, and there was a member of the group, and then I fasted for her, and then I got the visa. And that year, Pastor Im Young said, "Buy me a car when I become 28. At the age of 28, she didn't have a driving license. So, you know, senior pastor didn't need to buy a car, right? It was a birthday gift. But during the conversation, I had a driving license, but she didn't. And then we decided to drive a car, and then once she got the driver license, I would give that car to her. So I got the car without my intention. But there was a cell phone, and then someone gave that phone to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, and she didn't use that, and then she gave the phone to me. I think it was about like a 3 million won sale. She gave that to me. So on that year alone, I received a lot of blessings. As I told you, I didn't need a car. It was not under my name. It was under her name. So I didn't need the car, but somehow I got the car. Whenever I remember that, I felt like I just got rid of something rubbish from my heart. I dumped out. Someone, you know, put that in the garbage. You just get rid of garbage out from your house. All I did was just, you know, cast off that garbage from my heart. But Father God blessed me for that. Why? I just put down those untruths that I had. But Father God rewarded me with a lot of blessings. That's what I realized. I was so thankful back then. Of course, whenever I remember that, whenever I remember those moments, I became full of thanks. I believe you have that memory too. I believe you have that, still remember the thanks. Those memories, don't forget them. Engrave them in your heart and go on. Hezekiah, you know, got sick on his foot, and he was forgiven when he repented and turned back. And this is the love that our senior pastor has showed to us for the last 37 years. This is what we gotta accomplish. From last year till tonight, I thought about this. Of course, you know, in the space of the shepherd, you know, you have run your, you know, life as a Christian very fervently, right? But you thought you, it is you who did that. It is you who managed it. You thought you were sanctified. You thought you were full of, you know, a man full of love. However, once Father God made you out of the protection of the space of the shepherd, well, we used to give a doll inside the balloon. And the balloon is like a, can be compared to a space of the shepherd. But there is another balloon inside the balloon. Well, actually, our balloon was, you know, covered by the space of the shepherd. We didn't know. But once the cover of the senior pastor goes out, what is left? Your own balloon left. You thought, you know, you resemble the heart of Father God, loved Father God, and followed the teaching of senior pastor. You thought you accomplished so far. You thought your heart is as big as senior pastor's. Then, if it is true, then if the outer balloon is, you know, popped out, the balloon should, your balloon should show the same size, but it was not. After the cover was gone, you started to hate, you started to envy, you started to judge, you started to condemn, you started to see others' faults, convey them. Sometimes you listen to others' wrongdoings and you convey them to others? No, that's not the truth. Then you gotta act by the truth. You gotta act by the word of God. Now, how much have you accomplished it? How much you accomplished the word of Father God? Depending on that, you know, the balloon inside the balloon of our senior pastor that protects your own balloon, you gotta see how big your own balloon is. Once the outer balloon, senior pastor balloon is gone, now you realize how small inside the balloon is now. Now, you have to blow and make that balloon bigger. This is the second part of waiting number two. Senior pastor delivered the message about the depth of love in 2016 leadership conference. To enter New Jerusalem, we should fulfill the deep level of love in our heart. We learned it. Spiritual love is so deep, right? Now, I want to ask you, how much have you accomplished it? Didn't you judge? Didn't you condemn? Did you wait? Did you endure? Did you? I mean, the chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, the spiritual love chapter. Have you accomplished it? How much? Check your heart. I hope that you accomplish it and achieve the deeper level of love. You gotta seek Father's benefit. You gotta give better than receive. Once you go into a deeper level of spirit, then there is another level. That's what we were told. even though you are wrongfully accused after you give something, but you still want to give. You loved people, but they gossiped about you. They slander you, but you don't hate them. You still love them. You gave someone grace, okay? But he didn't pay back for the grace, but he still asks for more. But you still want to give the more. Until when should I give? He didn't even give me thanks. Should I still give to him? You don't think like that at all. Why? Because you love him. Well, but simply put, think about your children. You gave their love to your children. Now, even though your son is a murderer, you wanted to protect your son. You wanted to embrace him. You wanted to welcome him. You want to fix a good table for him. That's your love, right? Even though you are a fleshly parent. Now, you want to say, you learn the spiritual love of Father God. You want to learn the heart of our Lord. You learned our Lord died on the cross, suffering from all kinds of those things, pain. But how much do you sacrifice yourself for others? Lower yourself and give and give and give again. And still want to give. You better check yourself again. This is how to become true children of God, resembling Father God. This is how to know Father God's heart and share their love with Father God. In order to say we understand the depths of Father God's love, at least we got to have the heart of the Holy Spirit. And even we have to go even deeper than that. So, I'm going to look into the seven levels of the depths of love. The first is the level of forgiveness. When we heard him, you memorized these seven levels of love. Do you still remember them? You've forgotten? Dictionary defines, forgiveness is to cover others' faults without punishing. However, the forgiveness from Father God's perspective is not only forgiving, but those who cannot be forgiven. Simon Peter asked the Lord, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? He thought the seven times is a lot. However, our Lord said in Matthew 18:22, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. People think there is a limit. However, that's not the idea of Father God. 70 times 7 is not 490 times. It is limitless, unlimited forgiveness, perfect forgiveness. How much do you forgive? How often do you forgive? Once? Twice? Three times? Our Father God forgives till the end. Our Lord did that forgiveness himself. There are people who mocked and persecuted the Son of God, but he died for those sinners and forgave them. Those who accepted the Lord, they could be forgiven. For what? Because he cherished even the sinners. He wanted to save sinners. That's why he died on the cross. And thanks to that crucifixion, when people repented and turned back, our Lord forgave us so that we could receive salvation and for blessing. This is the love that we got to accomplish, the love that can forgive even the one who cannot be forgiven. Why? Because we were forgiven. We got to forgive. And this is the love that we receive from Father God all the time. Whenever I think about this forgiveness, when I pray, I say, Father, please forgive even the evil people. Well, I cannot pray like that because I don't have that love yet in my heart. But to go to New Jerusalem, I got to do that, right? I got to accomplish the heart. Our heart. This is the heart that we got to accomplish. Isaiah 43:25 says, I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Here, wipe out is completely remove some existence. When Father God forgives a sin, He does not even remember, and He wipes out that record of the sin. But people forgive. However, their levels of forgiveness are different from each other. Sometimes, you know, they still remember those ill feelings even after forgiveness. Some people repented. And there are other people who talk about that, you know, faults that they, you know, repented of. Well, do you still have that? Well, if you have that kind of, you know, ill feeling, I hope you got you can get rid of it and then accomplish it. You said you forgave them. But when those others are well acknowledged and loved, then you wanted to remember the faults in the past. You try to remember their faults. Someone is doing a great job. In the past, she had the depression. So she suffered a lot. Now, she was forgiven of that. She was healed of depression. She is so, you know, faithful. Now, but there were people. She was not like that before. Well, they could say, you know, since she repented and she was healed and she is so faithful, she looks so happy, and I'm so happy for her. But there were people who were remembering her faults in the past. So I felt sad. This is not the way Father God loves. This is what the enemy, devil, and Satan likes. And you gotta understand this. We were forgiven by Father God. Then you need to be ready to forgive with true love even the sin that cannot be forgiven. Father God forgave those things couldn't be forgiven without limit, and He doesn't even remember their sin. But that's not the end of His love. That's only the beginning of His love. Because the second level is the level of saving. Here, saving is giving a chance. Now I forgive you. Now it's on your own. He doesn't say so. He gives another chance and encourages him to come back. Chapter 4 of Genesis. There is the first mother of human mankind. That is, a Cain killing his brother Abel. Out of his jealousy, he killed his brother. And he was afraid of the punishment. Father God didn't forsake him. When Cain repented, God forgave him. And He prepared a way for him to survive. He received the retribution for sure, but God gave him a mark so that he could make true repentance, so that he could be saved and come to paradise. As you can see, He not only forgives a sin, but gives him a chance to truly repent and come to salvation. That's the love of Father God. As I told you earlier, after I repented, I cast off my evil. I couldn't say I completely cast off, but I just repented. But Father God gave me blessing. And Father God gave me a duty so that I could pay back for the blessing that I received by giving their love to others. I hope you receive the love as you remember this love of Father God and of the Lord and give their love to others, then you may have true peace in your heart. When we used to cry whenever we sing hymn. No, I don't want to sing the song anymore. I want to sing the praise that think about or talking about the love of Father God and of the Lord, so that I could be encouraged and to give thanks. I used to be a sinner, but I received the love of Father God and I was forgiven. I just come to the Lord instead of saying, Father, accept me, accept this sinner. Well, I used to sing this song, you know, remembering I used to be a sinner and I didn't know. I was wandering in the wilderness, but I used to sing this song when I was a student. And I cried a lot whenever I sing this song. I thought, you know, my heart was comforted when I was singing this song. But I think I sang that song because I didn't fully understand the love of Father God. And I was trying to comfort my heart back then. But now, it's different. I believe you're the same. Well, nowadays, you sing about, you know, the love of Father God and the rewards in heaven that you will receive. You want to sing that song more, right? So we receive that kind of love. Therefore, no matter what kind of people we face, we should not remember their past sin, but instead, don't remember their sin, but forgive them, just as our Father God does. We got to accomplish that kind of heart. The night our Lord was arrested, Peter denied the Lord 3 times. He felt so sorry, but he just followed the Lord far away from him. But when the resurrected Lord met Peter, the Lord forgave him. He even entrusted souls to Peter. The Lord gave him precious duty. With that love in his heart, Peter, he did his best in his ministry with all his strength and heart until he died on the cross upside down. He repaid for the love of the Lord, who not only forgave them, but gave him duty. So not only forgiving, but giving another chance. That's the love of Father God. That's the love that we gotta accomplish. The third level is the level of endurance. Enduring in the truth is not just suppressing. It is endure until repents and turn back and produce fruit. Those who are, you know, reborn by the grace of Father God doesn't have a spiritual strength to become a man of spirit right away. They have to pile up truth upon truth. And enemy devil and Satan tried to interfere with him. So he had to overcome. Sometimes he stumbles. Since Father God knows the weakness of people, you know, he waits with love and goodness until he changes. We gotta do that. Sometimes we have to even endure those who slander us without no reason. And senior pastor showed us that example for the last 37 years. Even now, he does not even, you know, give up those evil souls. Senior pastor gave his true love to those, but they betray their love and they even do evil toward them. But he has endured everything in order to make them come to salvation. That's how he repays for the love the Father God gave to him. This is what senior pastor has done. I had a conversation with Mrs. Bonim Lee. She said, to save souls, senior pastor would take this road again if he would be born again. Of course, Mrs. Bonglin Lee said the same thing. And she said, "That's our senior pastor, and I'm proud of him." There was an interview with the parents. They were asked, and then they raised their children very harshly. So the mother said like this, "If I am born again, please become my children, then I will do better for you." And so after I heard it, I want to be born again to you and to senior pastor. That's what I thought. So I wanted to ask her, "Well, do you want me to become your daughter again?" I believe, you know, she thinks the same. I believe you would make the same confession. Well, what I want to say is that senior pastor has endured and waited all those things only for souls. And he will be pleased to take that road again. And I'm so proud of him doing so. When people come across with some difficult things, they want to get rid of it. They want to escape from it. But there is one who doesn't escape. He rather, you know, faces it and overcomes it for us. In order to accomplish that love, we got to go on with even more fervent prayer and deeds. The fourth level is the level of belief. We can believe because we believe that there will be outcome. The outcome is the fulfillment of promise that our Father God gave to Senior Pastor. When Senior Pastor prayed for the start of the church, Father God said, "I will send you good people who will obey you." The reason? When Senior Pastor was a layman member, he obeyed his pastor. And that was his reward. So, Senior Pastor has believed that whoever comes to Manmin is good people. Are you? Look at each other and cheer people around you. You are a good man, worthy to go to New Jerusalem. He has believed that we will go to New Jerusalem. He believed it. Look at each other. You can go to New Jerusalem. Let's meet in New Jerusalem for sure. So, senior pastor has never given up anyone, even those who committed sin, who disobeys. He has never given up, even though there were people who changed their mind every time. 10, 20, 37 years. And until the Lord comes back, He will wait for us, He will endure us, and He will believe us. Those who lost, He has said, "You just do better. Let's go to New Jerusalem together." He made that confession of faith, and He encouraged us. He encouraged us, even to those who were so many shortcomings. He believed that Father God makes every impossible things possible. So he believed it. The fifth level of love is the level of hope. Here, to hope is, even though they have 99 weak points, but he has one good point, he has hope that that one good point will cover 99 weak points. But that's opposite, right? Even though there are so many 99 good points, if that person do one weak thing, one fault, then that person is criticized by all people around the world. That's what we experience. It is important to raise children when parents raise their children. There are children who don't study well or who do wrongdoings. Well, with spiritual love, there is no limit in their love for their children. Such parents will say, you can do better. You can do better. If they say it like this and then look at them with the eyes of faith, then Father God will surely change their children. The same applies to children or spouse or your parents. When you evangelize them, you pray for them, but they still stand against God. They love the world. Then you may sometimes say, well, it's impossible. However, if you depend on the love and mercy of Father God, who is Almighty, and pray until they change, then Father God will surely work for them eventually, in the end. And you gotta fill up justice. You gotta evangelize people. Then you have to sacrifice yourself. That's how to fill up your justice. Then you will receive answer. When senior pastor deals with souls, he believes that those souls are worthy to go to New Jerusalem. So he found, you know, good points from us. Father God's love changed Apostle Paul as an apostle of God's power. His hard, you know, characteristic became hard will. His knowledge became the instrument for evangelization. Then his persecution on, you know, Christians became, you know, compassion to start churches. Senior pastor believed that his pastors and workers and sheep and the people would change. He believed that even the they will become a good, upright man, since they received so many forgiveness, you know, they will be more faithful. And since they have this kind of talent and others have that kind of talents, then they will do great job for the kingdom of God. That's what he believed. He believed that people would overcome persecution and become perfect later. He remembered those good things that those people did before, and he asked for Father God's forgiveness and mercy. He believed that when Father God works, any soul can change. When people were under trials, then he believed that they will become beautiful by the love of Father God. And he has waited. We got to remember this kind of love of senior pastor that we have received for the last 37 years, and we got to have that love too. For the last 37 years, how lonely has it been? It's time to repay for that love. With his justice and love, we were covered. Now we became his fruit. We got to show the fruit of faithfulness and love. And we got to pray more. We got to give more. We got to offer more. When senior pastor is not around, we got to become fruits by giving our best. And as we work faithfully, and once senior pastor comes back, then we got to be proud of ourselves. I hope you can change through such deeds. For the last month of this year, I hope you can do a better job and prepare yourself for the new year 2020. Sixth level is the level of patience. It's the level of not being nervous, but patient until someone changes. Our Father God has endured and with patience from the moment he began his human cultivation. I think I told you earlier how I was blessed. When I, you know, Father God touched my heart, so I, you know, stood against, you know, Mrs. Bonglim Lee. Well, I didn't argue with other, you know, sisters. That never happened. So, I think it was the... We used to live together in one house. It was Thanksgiving, and senior pastor came out from his room. because I yielded to Mrs. Bolin Lee, and the senior pastor said, "What happened?" And this thing happened, and I said this. And I thought to myself that, well, it's, I'll be punished. I was so afraid. The senior pastor didn't say a word, and he went into his room. And then the situation was over. Many, many years later, Father God showed me what kind of heart senior pastor had. And in his room, what he prayed, Father God showed me, with tears, I didn't give more love to her. She didn't receive more love. I didn't give her more love. That's why she did that. And he cried. Father God showed that to me. See, that's my love. That's love of the Lord. Well, Pastor Myung Lee followed senior pastor, calling him, Father, Father, Daddy, Daddy, like doing some errands for him, right? So, well, I dealt with senior pastor as a senior pastor, not as daddy. I regarded him as a servant of God. But Father God showed that look of senior pastor to me. And I realized that senior pastor loves me this much. Senior pastor cherishes me. He didn't punish me. Probably, I was hurt a lot. But he didn't say a word. He went back to his room. Many, many years later, I could see what he had in his heart. Well, I didn't argue with my mother too much, But the senior pastor was saying that to Father God, I didn't love her more. That's why she did that. Now, this is love of Father God, I realized when Father God showed it to me. And I became full of the Spirit. Our Father God has waited with patience. He created the first man, Adam, with great love. But he disobeyed and he was driven out of the Garden of Eden. And his descendants were stained by sin. So Father God punished them with the big flood. However, he didn't give up the expectation for human cultivation. He had hope that true children will come out through human cultivation after Noah. That's the patience of our Father God. Now, how should we apply it to our faith? We got to be patient until those souls that we are waiting for become fruits of change. With faith that Father God would change them, we got to wait with patience for 1, 2, 10, or 20 years. We got to be patient until they get a chance to repent and turn back, even those who slander us or who do evil things to us. And then we got to endure all those, after effect of that endurance. In this period of waiting, no matter how painful it is, we got to endure with patience because that's the patience of our Father God. For those long years, he felt sorrow, but he is waiting with patience until the true fruit comes out. He has overcome it with the power of love. So our Father God has shed tears for long, long years. And that's what senior pastor has done. Since he believes that Father God would fulfill whatever he has said, until the fruit comes out, he waits with patience for 20, 30, or 37 years. Those years of patience, he shed tears. Now, they are the tears that we gotta shed with love. The final level of love is the level of shedding tears. In those years of waiting, our Father God has shed tears. When the flood of Noah began, tears dropped down from Father God's eyes. He still had hope for human beings, and He got will to wait with patience. Our Lord came down to this earth in the flesh, and He faced the evil of people, so He shed tears. He shed tears for His disciples. He preached the gospel of heaven, and He prayed at night, following His habit. His prayers are prayers of tears. He prayed for those for his disciples with tears, not only for His disciples, but also for those who would betray Him. All those tears will not go in vain. All tears will go before the throne of God. We know Senior Pastor has shed tears for long, long years. We remember that. If you want to become one with Father God and the Lord, then we gotta understand this depth of His love and accomplish it in our heart. Then we can truly share this love with Father God and the Lord. Our Lord said in John 15:12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you." This is not an option. This is command of the Lord. So we must love each other. We must forgive each other. We must give chance. We must wait with patience and with love. And we gotta have hope. We gotta believe. We gotta do it with patience. Even though we suffer, we gotta shed tears. The tears of love. When we do so, I want to ask you, how many times did you do so? As we do so, we will understand the deep love of Father God, and we can share that love with Father God, that we will be qualified to go to New Jerusalem, closest to the throne of God. Let me conclude this message. I told you about waiting of our Father God, and I also told you about the depths of love Senior Pastor told us about. The level of forgiveness, the level of saving, level of endurance, level of belief, level of hope, level of patience, level of shedding tears. Do you remember that conference? You were desperate to have that kind of heart. You shed tears remembering that love, and you were thankful for that love. We could even a little bit feel the love of Father God, of the Lord. And we were even thankful for the love of our Senior Pastor. But do you still remember that love and resemble that love? That love should not be shaken, even under any persecution or trials or refinement. Have you accomplished it any much? It's time to understand that depth of love and accomplish it. What we know for sure is that you who are here now are those who can go to New Jerusalem. This is what Senior Pastor said during the leadership conference. It's time to see that fruit of the confession. The enemy, devil, and Satan tries to interfere by all means. Senior Pastor has said for sure, every one of you here can go to New Jerusalem. The enemy, devil, and Satan heard it and accused of it. And there were people who stumbled after the interference of the enemy, the devil and Satan. But there are people who are thankful, kept their heart, and go on. There are fruit or being stand still after the storm. But there is storm coming up again before harvest. Some fruits fell down. There were many storms in summer, so many other fruits fell down. Under the sunlight in fall, all those fruits are going well. Now it's time for harvest. As I was preparing for this message, I watched a documentary. There was a apple farm of apples. And there were three typhoons before the harvest. So there were three typhoons before harvesting those, you know, apples, to pick those apples. And before picking up those, you know, apples, there were birds who were just eating those apples. Then once the birds eat it, then there are bugs. So those farmers had to, you know, give up, you know, those, you know, apples. However, there is a storm coming up in fall. After the typhoon, there are also fruits that fell down already. I think it's time to face that storm again, the last storm. Farmers are waiting, staying up all night until the typhoon is over. Now, it's time for harvest. When the farmers see those healthy, strong fruits, farmers will pick up those fruits and sell them at good price. Just as our Lord and Father God and Senior Pastor has endured and waited with patience, with love, now we gotta wait until we see the Lord as beautiful bride of the Lord. We gotta become the best bride of the Lord, best fruit of the shepherd, before Father God. In order to do so, we gotta accomplish the depths of Father God's love. Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump.
Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.